It takes hard work to be a Razorback. It takes grit, toughness, and desire. You can't just walk in here and think that you can play for the Hogs. It's not that easy.
Huh. I'm being told it is that easy. And you can just walk in and play.
The new Razorback ticket from the Arkansas Scholarship Lottery makes playing for the Hogs easier and more fun than ever. With prizes up to 100 grand, it's time you get your ticket and get in the game. Call 1-800-522-4700 for Problem Gambling Helpline.
And now, more exciting Mountain Home Bomber football on Classic Hits 101.7.
We move to the second quarter now, 20-3. It's Marion with the lead, and the Bombers will be in punt formation. They just left the offense out there for the last few seconds of the quarter. Marion will quickly get Graves back to receive the punt. Pausch gets away the kick. Graves makes the catch at the 35-yard line. Back up the middle across the 40, and he is knocked to the ground right at midfield, right at the 50, and that is where the Patriots will start their next possession. Their offense is having a heyday in this first half.
Quite an explosive first half there, wasn't it, Brad?
It was.
A lot of yards and a few amount of plays, but they were quite impressive.
So Marion will start from the 50-yard line. Second time they've started from the 50. Marion, three possessions, three touchdowns on the night. Trips to the right side. Low snap. Kale scoops it up. Fires long down the right side. This is intercepted. Adam Sorrells with the pick for Mountain Home. His first interception of the season of the Bombers. Get the turnover and get the football back.
The Sorrells read that one all the way, Brad. His eyes were big when he saw him watch it because he knew he was going to overthrow him there. What a great pick and great momentum shift here for homecoming night.
Bombers will get the football back. They will be pinned deep, though. They'll be at the 11-yard line, their own 11, after the interception by Sorrells. And let's see what this offense can do. They moved the ball very well the first two possessions. Well, the last two, though, have been three and outs.
Yeah, they, you know, continue to stay in that double wing, and they, I think just Marion figured it out, and they've started blowing it up a little bit. But now you wonder that with Tabor in there, you know, we're going to see them continue to throw the ball. And I always like to see when their quarterback's number 90.
There's not many of those.
Not many of those. It's a rarity.
Tabor will work out of the shotgun. A four-receiver set out of Mountain Home. Motion comes to the near side. We've got a penalty just as the ball was snapped, and somebody must have been lined up in the neutral zone. And the indication is offside against Marion. So the Bombers get 5 free yards.
Offside against the Patriots. 5-yard mark off.
And we talked about using the snap count to our advantage there, and I don't know if maybe he just lined up wrong or if he's trying to get in the cadence there, but every little bit helps.
Well, it's been a while since we've seen the Mountain Home team go four wide, work out of the shotgun. That was unusual to see.
Spreading things out a little bit, yeah. It's.
And here they go again. Logan Walker, the single setback. He will get the handoff going straight ahead. And he's going to pick up, looks like, about a yard on the play, maybe.
Sure, take the ball out to about the 17-yard line.
You know, Brad, I think this is a really good idea from an offensive perspective. You know, they're just overloading the box when we're in that double wing. And spread them out second a little bit, you know, three. Give them some good, decent new nice looks. You know, this is something that we've not seen, so they've sure not seen it on tape. And, they're probably not going to be ready for it. So I like this call.
Bojay is in the backfield now for Mountain Home. He will get the handoff going to the right side, and he's going to be near a first down. Looks like about a half yard shy. Nope, they're going to give it to him right at the 21-yard line. First down for Mountain Home.
All right. And you like that, you know. It's like we said, they were three and out the last two possessions and switching things up, and now they're moving the chains again, and you like to see that.
10:53 left first half. Marion leads it 20-3. Bombers again four wides, working out of the shotgun. Looking to pass as Tabor is complete to Patterson. And a flag on the tackle, and we're going to get another 15 yards tacked onto the end of this one. The pass play out to the 23. It's a 2-yard completion. And we're going to have a face mask or horse collar. Something looked like it's going to be on that tackle. And it is face mask against Marion, and it's the 15-yard variety. And Mount Home will get the ball out to the 38-yard line and get a fresh set of downs.
A great pass and catch there, just moving the chains. That penalty's helping, and you like to see the momentum. You like to see the ball moving.
And we've seen Brody Patterson catching his first pass of the season.
Bombers right.
Four penalties for 40 yards now against Marion.
First and 10.
Motion comes to the near side. The ball kept this time by Tabor as he faked the handoff to the motion man. Kept it on that option play, and Tabor's going to move it out to the 43-yard line and pick up a five on first down.
And you're noticing a lot of confusion with the Marion defense. You know, they're not real sure how to line up. You're seeing guys running on and off, and they're still trying to get adjusted to that. And I think, you know, Mountain Home's using that to their advantage.
They've gone from a six-man front basically to a three-man front now with this four-wide offense.
I think that really plays to Mountain Home's advantage without them all being stacked on the line of scrimmage like that, giving a little bit of room to run.
Here's that option again, and Tabor keeps it. He's going to bowl his way across the 46 to about the 47-yard line and pick up a four.
Across the 45 to just outside the 47-yard line.
Tabor doesn't look like your typical quarterback. You know, he's definitely not afraid to put that shoulder down and run right over top of you.
I was just about to say, there's not many quarterbacks Tabor size, 6'2", 260. You don't, I mean, we're talking Dante Culpepper size here.
Yeah.
I know Jacksonville had one about that size, gosh, Sonny, what was it, 6-7 years ago?
Oh. Kind of reminds me of Kentucky, the old hefty lefty.
Yes.
Yeah.
Jared Lorenzen.
Yeah.
Yeah. Tough to bring down. Now it looks like Stockton is back in a quarterback, and here comes that double wing. So changing up the offense, the fullback gets it up the middle, and this is going to be a first down for Mountain Home. They get it out to the 48, and they move the chains.
Bashir takes the ball out.
The Shears
to the 49
will
line.
Pick up the first down. They'll mark it at the 49. And now the personnel changes as Mountain Home goes back to this four wide, and they've kind of got Marion scrambling defensively right now.
Yeah, it's nice to see him go back to that double wing there, though. You can tell that's what their confidence is in. And to pick up those much-needed, you know, couple yards there when it really counted.
Sorrells, Patterson, receivers. We see Powell split out wide to the right side for Mountain Home. Here's a pass complete to Logan Walker. Walker will pick up about 7 or 8 on first down. They're going to mark him into Marion territory at the 43-yard line with an 8-yard pickup.
The second down and...
Offense is looking good here, Brad. I mean, you see Tabor on the run there a little bit, making a nice throw, seeing a good catch. Well, I'm just really impressed here with this offensive drive.
I'll tell you something, too, is this is going to be a headache for opposing teams to prepare for.
Yes.
I mean, we've seen the option early on. We've seen the double wing. Now we're seeing a four-wide shotgun look. Tabor looks to his left, completes the pass to the right. First down inside the 35, down to the 34. Dylan Pausch making his first catch of the season.
Tabor just threads the needle there. I mean, he just whizzed that one. And Tabor just, I don't think he had any choice but to wrap his fingers around and just pull it in. That was good pass and catch.
Another first down for Mountain Home. They have four of their seven first downs on this drive.
And you like this to be in this position as a head coach. You know, you're kind of at the point of the year where your entire playbook can kind of come together, and you can start to do things like that, and that's, you see them confusing Marion.
Motion comes to the near side. The handoff is to the motion man, Logan Walker. Breaks a tackle at the line of scrimmage, and he's going to be pulled down with a gain of 3 down to the 31-yard line.
Logan Walker around left end. It's about the 31-yard line of the second down. And a long 7.
Second and 7 coming up now for Howard. Mountain He's Home with 8:05 left in this first half. And this, you know, something else, obviously, this drive is doing is keep the ball away from that Marion offense.
You're absolutely right, and that's what you want to do. You got to keep the ball out of that offense's hands.
Tabor starts to roll right, comes back to the left, and the pass is incomplete, intended for Sorrells. We've seen that play twice, once to each side now, where Tabor starts to roll one way, then stops and throws the pass back the other way.
Long 7.
Yeah, he's trying to play off them corners, Balin. Good idea, just a little bit low there. he would have put that in a good spot. It could have had some yards on that one.
So third down and seven now for this Mountain Home offense at the 31 of Marion. A three-man front now for this Marion defense. Rolling to the right is Tabor. Now looking back across the middle, incomplete. Ahead, Brody Patterson at the 20. They couldn't quite hook up. It's incomplete, and fourth down coming up.
And he hit Brody right in the hands, just in and out of Brody's hands. Just couldn't quite hang on to it, but well-placed ball.
So now fourth down for this Bomber offense. Can they keep this drive going? It's been a nice one. Started back at the 11. Four first downs on this drive. And let's see if Mountain Home can convert on fourth and seven. They have to get to the 24 to move the chains. Two receivers on each side. And the pass left side incomplete. And Sorrells had to go through his hands. And he probably could hear the footsteps because that corner was closing fast. In fact, he got hit pretty hard. And Marion holds on fourth down.
You still got to be happy with the drive they put together there. They burned a lot of clock, a few minutes off the clock, and so you got to be happy with that. But they definitely have a lot to go back and talk about there, back in the offensive huddle here. All the defense is on the field.
7:37 left in the first half, and Marion will take over, their own 31-yard line, four possessions, three touchdowns. The only non-touchdown was that interception on the last drive. Kale completes the pass to the near sideline. That's Slade Webb, who gives a little push in the face to the defender at that time, Sorrell. The completion is out to the 39-yard line, a pickup of eight. Sorrell has the job of trying to defend Webb this evening. Trips to the left side, Webb by himself on the right side. Kale's pass left side, complete. Once again, Hunt on the catch, and it's a first down for the Patriots to the 48, a pickup of nine.
Pass is complete to Hunt. Out across the 45.
They continue in this hurry-up offense.
It is the first down. The Shears deserve the ball.
Kale working out of this pistol again. The handoff to Price, and well played by the Bomber defense. Now we got a flag coming in from the back side of the play where you would anticipate a hold, and that's the case.
They've done that a couple times now. I was wondering when they were going to pick up and call it, but yeah,
there is a flag on the play.
The ball is at the 49. It would be second and nine. But the Bombers will take the penalty, and instead it's going to be first and 20 coming up as they mark the penalty off. Five penalties for 50 yards now against Marion.
I wonder if that's just a byproduct of as fast as they try to go, you know, 50 yards. Sometimes you get too big of a hurry.
Yes. Down to 7:07 left in this first half. Marion up 20-3. Kale, three-step drop, looks right side, has a man, nice catch, and it's Slade Webb once again as he's able to get his feet down inbounds, and that'll take it across midfield to about the 47 of Mountain Home, a 15-yard pickup.
The first to 10 for the Patriots.
You got to assume Dridrick Kale likes that guy's back. You know, we talked about earlier that it's being his first week back. It's nice to have that guy on the edge to throw the ball to.
Boy, it is. He's made some nice catches already tonight. One touchdown. Play action. The pass complete. It's Hunt once again. Slips the first tackle on his feet to the 35, and the Patriots will move the chains with the first down.
Pass complete to Hunt. Cross midfield down.
12-yard pickup. And a first down now for the Patriots with 6:51 left in this first half.
Adams is there for the Bombers.
And we've on the whistle. Resetting the play clock. I think he thought there was an injured player, the official, but now they're going to wind the clock. First down for the Patriots. Kale, quick hitter, right side to Slade Webb. They'll get him in space. He's up the right sideline and knocked out of bounds near the 20. This is going to be another first down. We've seen that several times tonight, Tobias. Just that quick hitter, quick screen out, and get a few blockers out in front, and Webb's got some speed.
He does have some speed in there on the edge. They, you know, it's Marion just spreads you out and just sees what how you line up and just reacts to it.
Kale will hand it off to Price this time. Price Still moving the pile inside the 15, down to about the 13-yard line. He's going to pick up 7 or 8 on first down.
The 15 to about the 13-yard line. The second down.
We've talked a lot about their passing game, but Price just refuses to quit. He's a great little running back.
This is going to be 2nd and 2 coming up now for Marion with 6:08 left in the first half.
Pass for the Bombers.
Gale will play action across the middle, incomplete. He looked for Hunt on a crossing pattern at about the 3-yard line and overshot him that time.
Third down and 2.
Kind of looked like we might have got a hand on it there. It sure wasn't for lack of trying. Yeah, he did.
That was Lindsey, wasn't it? It was Gage Lindsey that got his hand on it.
Yep, he got a hand
on it.
We're
watching the replay over here from XL7 and. So third down now for the Patriots. 3rd and 2 from the 13 of Mountain Home. They will hand it off right up the middle. Is that Grays, I believe, that was in or running back? Is that number 30? We're going to make it to the 10. It's going to be a first down run for the Patriots. And it was Grays that was in that gets the first down.
Antonio Grays takes the ball down inside to about the 10-yard line. It is a first down.
So first down for the Patriots. First and goal. The 10. Grays still in the game at the running back position. Trips to the right side now for the Patriots. And Mountain Home jumps off sides. Dawson Tabor, the big defensive end, was trying to get a head start that time and came across a little early.
Yeah, just got a little excited.
So that moves the ball down to the 5-yard line. Two penalties for 20 yards now against Mountain Home. Handoff Gray's left side. The Bombers stringing him out. Well played by the defense. There's going to be no gain on the play. It's going to bring up 2nd and goal from the 5.
Good play by the defense there, making a big stop.
For no gain.
About 3 or 4 of them.
There was quite a few blue jerseys on that stop. So 5:02 left in this opening half. Marion getting the plays signaled in from the sideline. They'll have trips to the right once again. 2nd and goal for the 5 for the Patriots. Kale looking into the end zone. Complete touchdown. Hunt with his 3rd touchdown catch of the night. He was wide open. Well, Kale, interesting as he's in the pocket. He doesn't just set up. He keeps the feet chopping like he's a lineman. He just keeps the feet moving and chopping, and he finds Hunt for the touchdown 5 yards.
He does. You can just see him checking through his progression there, and Hunt just snuck in the back of the end zone there. And I'd be willing to bet Hunt was his go-to guy when his other receiver was down and out there for a little while.
Now the Patriots will go for 2 after they missed an extra point earlier. 2 receivers on each side. Kale looking to his right, now looking back to his left. And the pass is in. It's to Gray's complete for the 2-point conversion. He snuck that in between 2 defenders, and the 2-point conversion is good. So we'll break with 4:40 left in the first half. It's 28-3, Marion. You're listening to Bomber Football on Classic Hits 101.7.
ASC Warranty is proud to support the Mountain Home Bombers. ASC Warranty provides dealers with vehicle protection plans for any vehicle in their inventory. ASC Warranty's greatest assets are the people that make up the ASC team. The work ethic and dedication to consistently superior services provided by all of their employees are second to none. ASC Warranty is proud to say the Bombers have the same values. ASC Warranty is one of your biggest fans. They will be cheering you on every step of the way. Go Bombers!
For more than 70 years, the Electric Cooperatives of Arkansas's vision has mirrored our vision. Tackle any obstacle to deliver reliable, affordable power to Arkansans. Our 17 electric distribution cooperatives have more than 60% of our state covered. Our team of over 2,000 employees work day and night providing power to more than 500,000 homes, farms, businesses, and of course, your hometown football field. The Electric Cooperatives of Arkansas, powering the thrill of Friday Night Lights.
We continue with Bomber Football on Classic Hits 101.7.
4:40 left in this opening half. Marion leads it 28-3. Patriots getting ready to kick off after their touchdown. They did try an onside kick earlier tonight that was unsuccessful. The Bombers covered. Here's a deep kick, and Walker's going to take it all the way back to the 2-yard line and return up the far side. He's going to be hit at about the 13 or 14 and knocked backwards from there. Well, the Bombers will be pinned deep once again. Looks like about the 12 as we're going to spot the football, and that's where Mountain Home will start this drive.
12-yard line. They'll start first and 10.
Well, Tobias, we saw Mountain Home put together a nice drive. It finally stalled out last time. Boy, as high powers that Marion offense is, you've got to put together another drive here and hopefully not give them the ball again before halftime.
Yes, you do. You want to try to eat as much clock as possible here, 4 minutes and 30 seconds left, and you want to try to chew every bit of that off.
Again, the Bombers going with the spread offense. It's Dawson Tabor in the quarterback motion. Tabor is going to keep it himself, and he's going to dive his way out to the 15-yard line with a pickup of three.
15-yard line. Second down and 7.
Down to 4:15 left in this opening half, 28-3 Marion.
They're going to try to run as much as they can. They're going to take all the time in the world getting them plays in. They don't want to let Marion's offense back on the field.
Down to 12 on the play clock. Bombers running that down. Tabor wants to pass now, and his pass is incomplete. It was short, intended for Brody Patterson.
Past Athletic Hall of Honor inductees.
Just threw it a little bit at his feet there. Couldn't quite catch it.
Incompletion stops the clock with 3:52 left in this first half. So third down now for Mountain Home. Third and 7 from the 15-yard line. Tabor rolling to his left. The pass is incomplete, a little hot, and it goes off the hand of the intended receiver that time, Brody Patterson. The Mountain Home will be forced to punt at 3 and out.
Pass is incomplete.
He hates punt being that far on your side. It's unfortunate, you know. He's made several good throws there and hit his receivers right in the hands. They just can't. I don't know if he's throwing it too hard and they just can't catch it or what's going on there, but it's hitting him, looks like, in the right spots.
Right. Powell shinned a punt. He's already got one beauty off tonight. Had a 50-yarder earlier. Normal punt, not a rugby style. This is going to be end over end. Bounce inside the 50, inside the 40, inside the 35. Still rolling inside the 30. Powell gets off another beauty down to the 28-yard line.
Start first and 10.
Pass might be our player of the game. That's a couple really, really good punts just kind of helping his teammates out there.
That one goes 57.
Wow.
He had a 50 earlier and a 57 there.
That's great. Great job. He's getting a little help on the roll, but that sure does help your defense, especially when you're facing a high-powered offense like they are in Marion.
Marion will start this drive from their own 28. They've scored touchdowns on 4 of their 5 possessions in the ball game. 3:35 left in the half. 28-3, Patriots lead it. Kale will hand it off straight ahead and out to about the 30, a gain of about 2. Trying to see, that was Price that was back in a running back that time. 2nd and 8 coming up.
A little extracurricular going on there
was.
At the line. Yeah, a little pushing after the play. They might be a little fired up.
Kale, left side, complete to Webb. Breaks down, knocked out of bounds at about the 35.
Pass is complete. Kale to
Webb. We can't hear up here, obviously, but just from the way he acts, I think Webb likes to talk a little.
I think so.
There's some smack talk going on down there out of that young man.
Either his head bops a lot or he's talking.
But he can back it up. We've seen that.
Yes, that's right.
He is a heck of a receiver. Third down at about 3 here for the Patriots from the 35. Kale, again, a 3-step drop. Fires to the right side, complete to Webb. Catches, steps out of bounds, and shakes his head. And a first down for the Patriots.
49-yard line. It is a first down.
They're going to mark it at the 49 with a 14-yard pickup.
I think Lawson Stockton was telling me he should try to stay in bounds on that one. Come at me, buddy.
Step out of bounds. Take a hit.
That's right.
Trips to the left side for the Patriots. 3:01 left in this opening half. Handoff, Price up the middle, and Price is going to go ahead for about a 4-yard gain to the 47 of Mountain Home.
Down to about the 47-yard line of the Bombers.
So second and 6 upcoming here for this Marion offense. Again, trips to the left. And the handoff is Price once again, running to the left. Chased down from behind by Brock Boget, makes the tackle, about a 1-yard gain to the 46.
Boget did a good job in pursuit there, just made a great tackle. I know we've said it, but Dedrick Kell, he just does a good job of sitting back there and just giving what the defense allows. I mean, he's got a great...
Pass complete. This is the running back that makes the catch, Price. Price has a first down inside the 40, and he is going to be spun down at the 36-yard line. It's a 10-yard gain.
That plays a great example of what I was talking about. It's a very unconventional throw. He's kind of thrown across his body. It's very fast, but he's making the completions, hitting his receivers, and moving the chains.
Trips to the right. Webb by himself on the left side now for the Patriots. Trying to get the receivers on the right lined up. They finally do. Kale wants to pass. Looked Webb's way. Now across the middle. And his complete touchdown, Marion. This is DJ Johnson on the receiving end of a 36-yard touchdown pass. And, boy, that was a nicely thrown ball.
Very nice throw. Somebody besides Hunt this time.
Marion. Yeah.
He just threw it right over the top of the two defenders. I mean, just a well-placed throw.
36-yard touchdown pass and another lengthy drive for the Patriots. Their offense has made it look easy tonight. Pieri in to attempt another extra point. Kick is up and it is good. 1:50 left in the first half. It's 35-3 Marion. You're listening to Bomber Football on Classic Hits 101.7.
Roger Talbert with Pegler Real Estate has roots that run deep here in Mountain Home. As a seventh-generation native, he's pleased to support the Mountain Home Bomber football team and is especially proud of number 54, Senior Aaron Talbert. If you're thinking about buying or selling in the Ozarks, choose an agent with over 27 years of experience in the business who knows the area. Choose Roger Talbert with Pegler Real Estate in Mountain Home. Don't make a move without him. Call Roger today at 870-405-5955 and go Bombers!
Money's never an easy topic to talk about, but it's a must when you have kids. I'm State Treasurer Dennis Milligan, and my office is here to make saving money for college or vocational school quick and effortless. Sign up for automatic payroll deductions into an Arkansas 529 education savings plan and help change the course of your child's life.
To learn more about the Arkansas 529 plan, its investments, objectives, risks, and costs, read the official statement at arkansas529.org. arkansas529.org.
Your home for Mountain Home Bomber football is KCTT Yellville Mountain Home. Classic Hits 101.7.
Here's the kickoff. Mountain Home will let this bounce at the 4, and it gets it. Barely gets into the end zone. That's barely a yard deep. That one almost didn't make it to the end zone.
That's a little scary. You don't want to let those float right there. My goodness. I'm going to have a little backspin on it, I think.
It did. Kind of like a shot out of the sand close to the green.
Yes, it was.
So the Bombers will start at the 20-yard line with 1:50 left here in this opening half.
They've had a little luck here passing the ball and moving the chains, you know. I think try to capitalize on this minute 50 and let them throw the ball out there a little bit.
Tabor will hand it off up the middle and... ball comes out after the play was whistled dead. I'll tell you what, three defenders tackling the carrier that time, Tatum Bashiers, and he got thrown to the ground hard. He's going to pick up a yard to the 20. Yeah, looks like they got him. Yeah, about the 21-yard line. So second and 9 coming up with 1:23 left in the first half.
Mitchell was there for the Patriots.
Back to the double wing now for this Mountain Home offense. Handoff goes to Hershberger, sweep to the right side, and he's going to lose a yard on the play back to the original line of scrimmage, back to the 20. And Marion's going to take a timeout. They've got all three left to use. They might as well use them, and they do. We'll break with 101 left in this opening half. 35-3 Marion. You're listening to Bomber Football on Classic Hits 101.7.
The early days of autumn in Arkansas are unmatched with the cool, crisp air and crinkle of leaves underfoot, Friday night lights, and hometown pride as we cheer on our team. It's the season of cozy sweaters and enjoying the arrival of all things pumpkin and spice. At Integrity First Bank, we celebrate the change in season with you and welcome the familiar fall comforts that this time of year brings to our community. Integrity First Bank, Equal Housing Lender, Member FDIC.
And now, more exciting Mountain Home Bomber football on Classic Hits 101.7.
Score from the conference right now, Jonesboro and West Memphis knotted up at 14. A little surprising. 101 left in the first half here. It's 35-3. Marion with the lead. The Patriots calling the timeout. Third and 10 for this Bomber offense. They're back in the double wing formation now. Hand off a toss rather comes near side. Well played by that defense. A loss on the play. Well, Logan Walker had nowhere to go. He's going to lose about 2 yards back to the 18. Good penetration by the Patriots. And a timeout by Marion. 50 seconds left now in this opening half. You're listening to Bomber Football on Classic Hits 101.7.
Dewey & Sons Plumbing is your go-to team whether you need home repairs, new plumbing construction, or have a big emergency. Their team will be there. Dewey & Sons is a family-owned business that's been providing folks in the Twin Lakes great, reliable, affordable plumbing service for over 40 years, and they've been supporting the Bombers for 40 years, too. Call the plumber number, Dewey & Sons Plumbing, 425-4868. That's 425-4868. And go Bombers!
We continue with Bomber Football on Classic Hits 101.7.
Fourth and about 11 here for Mountain Home. Bombers will be forced to punt. Grays is the man back deep for Marion. He's let a couple bounce and turned into big punts, and you would think he's probably been coached to try to catch this one if he can.
Grays back deep for the Patriot pass.
Real pass gets his foot on it like he has been all night, a couple 50-yarders. They boom this one, it'd be nice.
There's that rugby-style kick. Grays calls for the fair catch, makes it at about the 42. So the Patriots have only 58 yards to go to reach the end zone. They've got 44 seconds, and we've seen them score that quickly tonight already.
That's plenty of time for them, you know, and you kind of get the feeling with them using those timeouts that they think they're going to put some more points on the board before halftime. And we've seen their offense has plenty of firepower to do that.
Patriots up 35-3 right now. If they're able to put more points on the board, they would invoke that mercy rule at halftime. And, you know, that's why Coach Houston was using those timeouts. He wanted to get this one over if he can by halftime. Kale back to pass. Looking left. It's complete. And the receiver, good job getting out of bounds. Making the catch that time was Doran. And the first down to the 46 of Mountain Home. A 12-yard pass play.
It's complete.
Trips to the right side for the Patriots. Kale, again, that three-step drop. That's all he ever does. Another pass complete. Again, it's Dorian on that far side. He's got a first down at the 32-yard line to pick up a 14 on first down.
He has such a quick release in his throw. I mean, I would say, you know, we could get more penetration, but it ain't going to do much good because he gets rid of the ball so fast that it's already gone by the time anybody can get there.
Two receivers on each side now. Fires the left side, and this one's incomplete. Looked like a Bomber defender got a hand in there to knock that one away. That was Adams.
Yeah, Moses Adams doing a good job getting his hand there in front of him, playing a great play on the ball.
Stops the clock with 30 seconds left in the half. Second and 10 now for the Patriots. Here's a pass, long right side. It's intercepted by Mountain Home at the 11-yard line. Here's their turn out across the 30, the 35, the 40. Sorrell up the sideline at the 50, the 40, pushed out of bounds. Inside the 35-yard line, Adam Sorrell with the second pick of the night.
Two really great plays on the ball tonight, Brad. He's just—he's got the quarterback's number. He's seen it both times. You see his eyes get wide. It just makes a great play on the ball. And a great run after the interception.
You bet.
I mean, 18 seconds, what do you do here? Do you try to go get some points?
Well, we've got a flag on the play. It's a hold against Marion. Bombers declined that. That was prior to the pick. And so Mountain Home, yeah, they've got the ball to 33. You're down 35-3. I agree, Tobias. I think you take a couple of shots here, don't you?
I think you have to. I mean, you've been throwing the ball well, so go take some shots in the end zone here. See what Tabor can do. See if he can launch one out there.
So the Bombers with the ball at the 33 of Marion, first and 10. 18 seconds left. Two receivers each side. Tabor rolling the pocket to the left. Looking back to the right. Looking towards Pausch. It's incomplete at about the 9-yard line. He was double covered, and that ball was knocked down. 13 seconds left in the half.
And Tabor didn't get a really great throw off there. It was a little wobbly. But a couple defenders were there on the play, so.
Well, it was one of those, again, where he tries to run one way and then turn around and pass back the other way.
Yeah. It's almost like if he had just a second longer to set his feet and really make a good throw there. It's a situation like that. I think that's what you want to do.
So second and 10 now for the Bombers. Tabor looking left side, and it's incomplete. He overshoots Sorrell, who was crossing from the left sideline towards the middle part of the field.
It'll be third down and 10.
Eleven seconds left now in this first half. Bombers down 35-3, but trying to take advantage of the interception by Sorrell and see if maybe they can get some points on the board here before halftime. Some more points. Tabor, right side, incomplete. Almost picked off.
Pass is incomplete. It'll be fourth down.
It was intended that time for Walker. He couldn't haul it in. Ben Garrard, a sophomore, nearly picked it off for the Patriots. So fourth down for Mountain Home. Obviously, the offense stays out there with 7 seconds left in the half. Not in field goal range. This would be a 49-yarder from here. 50, actually, be a 50-yarder.
Marion's only rushing three. They're doing a good job of playing back on it, just not giving a lot of options to throw the ball to.
Tabor looks across the middle. It's juggled and dropped. Oh, Pausch almost had a first down inside the 20 and couldn't quite haul it in. And the Patriots take over with 2 seconds left.
He bobbled it, thought he was going to bring it in.
He did.
It's just rough. And, you know, another pass there right off the hands of the receiver. I mean, he's putting the balls in good places, just not able to make a catch.
He is. Well, let's see what Marion does. They've got 2 seconds left. They're still huddled on the sideline right now. They may go to their bag of tricks and bring something out here to try to invoke the mercy rule before halftime.
Yeah, I bet you see something. That as high-powered as this offense, Brad, anything can happen.
Let's see what they do with 2 seconds left. At their own 33-yard line. Trips to the left. Kale dropping straight back. It's to the receiver, Price. Price up the left sideline. And he's finally going to be tackled as he makes his way into Mountain Home territory down to the 48-yard line. A 19-yard pickup. 16th first down of the game for the Patriots, and Marion will take a 35-3 lead into the locker room.
Please welcome your
We talked about their offense in the pregame, Tobias, and it's every bit as good as advertised, isn't it?
It's definitely lived up to the hype. I mean, they score fast and often and quick, and so many weapons that they have. You know, they've got receivers and some that really fast running back in Price. I mean, they've got a lot of weapons, and we knew we'd see it, but that's been quite impressive.
It has. So we've reached halftime, 35-3. It is Marion with the lead. You're listening to Bomber Football on Classic Hits 101.7.
We've made it to halftime, which means the Acumen Audio Halftime Show is ready to roll. We've got stats, interviews, and scores from games around the state, all coming up on Classic Hits 101.7.
Acumen Audio knows it's Bomber football time, and the Sound Pros want you to have the best tailgating experience possible. Clean up the bed of your truck with a fresh Superliner sprayed in bed liner. Keep looking cool with professional window tint with a lifetime warranty from SolarGuard. And don't worry, when the weather gets colder, be ready with a remote start for your ride from Acumen Audio. Call the Sound Pros now to get your appointment, 425-8488, or stop by the corner at 62 and Bomber Boulevard in Mountain Home. Go Bombers!
To win in sports, you must focus on your strategy as the game changes. The same is true of investments. Chad Beshears, your local Mountain Home Edward Jones financial advisor, can help. For all of your investment needs, call 870-425-6364 or stop by the office at 1410 Highway 62 West. Edward Jones, making sense of investing. Member SIPC.
For over 50 years, Harold Tucker Auto Parts has been serving the Twin Lakes area. Thank you, Twin Lakes area. See Harold Tucker Auto Parts for both foreign and domestic. From parts for automobiles to parts for mowers, they have custom-built hydraulic hoses and welding supplies, too. Open Monday to Friday, 7:30 to 5:30. Harold Tucker Auto Parts, your bumper-to-bumper auto specialist for over 50 years. Family-owned and four generations strong. 810 South Street, Mountain Home. Call 425-5040.
At Knox Orthopedics, they put you first. They know when injury occurs, pain won't wait on an appointment. That's why their three highly qualified physicians, Drs. Knox, Rawls, and McConnell, make it their priority to see you as soon as possible. You'll find the best of orthopedic care from doctors who care about getting you well. See them at 3 Medical Plaza, Mountain Home, or during clinic hours in Harrison and West Plains. We can fix that. Check them out, KnoxOrthopedics.com.